Be brief. We've had edification, we've had exhortation, and I'd like to give just one word of comfort. Let's turn to 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4 and the second half of verse 8. And just before I read that, I'll state something that I often considered in my heart, but that it's a lie of the devil. It's easy as we look at this life and we look at the challenges of this life and the difficulties to say, yes, heaven will be wonderful. Yes, there will be blessings when we're in heaven. But this is hard now, and it's not worth the wait. It's not worth the price. It's not worth holding out. I'm going to enjoy life now. I'm going to take things for myself now. And heaven will worry about itself when I get there. But that's a lie of Satan. And I'd just like to read the second half of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. If there is a walk in submission to the Word of God, to the will of God, there's a blessing right here, right now. We'll have the best portion in our lives as we walk through our lives. It's not that it will be easy. It's not that there won't be tears and trials, but it's the happiest path. And I'd just like to emphasize that from a few verses in the book of Proverbs here. Just Proverbs chapter 2, and just reading a few verses, and then one verse in Proverbs chapter 3, and then a few verses in Proverbs chapter 8. So Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment, equity, yea, and every good path. And then just verse 10 here. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul. Chapter 3, and here again, speaking of wisdom, just to read a few verses here. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. It doesn't say sad, it doesn't say miserable, it doesn't say you're going to have an awfully hard life and you'll be miserable, but heaven will make up for it. It's saying, happy is the man. Godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of the life that now is. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. I'm out of time. I'll just refer briefly in Proverbs chapter 1, and it may seem puzzling when you consider a study of the book of Proverbs, but in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 24 down through the end of the chapter, right at the beginning of the chapter, you have wisdom mocking. Right at the beginning of the book, you have wisdom mocking and laughing. Fear coming and wisdom just not able to help. And that's because when we turn away from the wisdom of the Word of God, when there are these difficulties, these challenges that come into our lives and we turn aside, the only thing that we can do as we look back after time passing in our lives is to see that the wisdom of the Word of God was true. That all we did was bring sorrow and a hardship into our lives and into the lives of our brethren, into the lives of our family perhaps. All wisdom can do at that point is to mock. Verse 26 of chapter 1, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. It's too late. And just that the Lord would give us the grace to realize that in obedience and in submission to his will, to his word, there's blessing, there's happiness. We won't be the loser in heaven, and we won't be the loser in this life. Let's just pray. Our loving God and our Father, please bless this.